Hi, this is the third episode of Long Tail News with Shyamal Chandra. Today's topic is going to be the ping pong game from 2K, Rockstar, and Just Cause 4, another game that's available on Xbox Game Pass. So the first thing I wanted to talk today was about the ping pong game on Xbox that I've been playing for many years, probably since 2006, on and off. Initially on the Xbox 360. It was very difficult initially to capture how to beat past all these people from easy all the way to hard. But today I made more strides towards reaching the goal of beating the actual game and winning the unlocking all the features. I was on the penultimate stage when I felt that I could not beat this guy anymore. This guy was basically slamming every shot against me. And I was like, wow, I don't know what to do. I should spin. Should I do a spin to the left or the right? Should I do a top spin? Should I do a lob? What should I do to prevent him from smacking the ball at me? So that was pretty difficult. And that guy was in Brazil, one of the last stages of the game. I beat the Chinese girl in the Brazil ping pong stadium before, and that was pretty quick today on twitch.tv/advancedcoder4life, where four is the numeral four and ever is ever. So basically, I was able to do that really quickly. Like within 14 minutes, I was able to beat the Japanese-Chinese competitor who was an AI, so you can watch that on that particular channel. Also, what's really cool is that if you look at some of the games in the past that were based on tennis, they're very, very, very static. You know, they don't learn anything about your nuances and adapt well to your nuances. When I was really young, I used to play this Chris Everett, Yvonne Lendl game. It was really cool on the original NES. It was really nice playing that game for many hours when I was younger on the weekends and just enjoying that game. It was really, there was no internet at that time. There was no there was not much of a computational library at that time. So it was pretty fun in addition to Mario. But now as you go, time went on, there was Top Spin came out. That was a really big revolution in the tennis video game history. In addition to all the ones from Mario Brothers, Mario Tennis, but I didn't try those out anyways. And Top Spin 2, Top Spin 3, Top Spin 4, Virtual Tennis 1, 2, 3, 4. And then there was Grand Slam Tennis 2012, which had many of the great greats in there. I beat that game too. I was really happy with that. So I really got into these games. But this ping pong game, I spent a lot of time, quality time, trying to beat it. And they ported it over to Xbox One X or Xbox One, which is also includes Xbox One X. So I was able to install it on there and play it whenever I felt like it. So I bought it through the Microsoft Xbox Store. Pretty good deal on that. So, on the other hand, I wanted to also talk about Just Cause 4. I had already started playing Just Cause 3 last year. Really enjoyed it. I got it on sale, and it was a really cool game. You have this guy who's kind of like Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone. And he can just do anything he wants to. He can go up mountains and like Batman. And he can also shoot guns kind of like Rambo or, you know, other characters similar to Rambo like Die Hard or, you know. So that was pretty cool. But then the Just Cause 4 got really, really violent at times. I was like, it was getting very bloody. But then they finally released it on Xbox Game Pass. So I was like really excited because that is a really good way to start playing that game, in addition to the other games that were already available on Xbox Game Pass. So I started playing. I got really far. I earned some rewards. MSFT Awards, and it was really fun. I got really far. Basically, what the game boils down to is that you have to conquer different parts of the fictional world by taking away their satellite capabilities, their communication medium, everything. So you use weaponized helicopters, you use tanks, you use guns, you just do hand-to-hand combat, you do snipers, you shoot down bosses, you do all sorts of cool stuff. It basically seems like a very violent Rambo or Commando. So I really like that game. It's really fun. I hope you check it out, Just Cause 4. It came out, I think, this year or last year. I think last year, last year, around Christmas time. And it's a really good game, but not for the ones who don't like bloody games. I think I would prefer something else for them, maybe Halo 5 or something. Which is another game I really like, but it did not get that much traction as the previous Halos. I mean, I was playing Halo 1 when it came out. That was fun because I had a friend who had already beaten it, and he showed me how to beat it. So we beat the game together. It was like a two-day affair. And then the Halo 2, which I bought, and which was when it was at its peak fame, I got to experience Xbox Live over the Christmas. That was so much fun. I mean, just playing with Xbox Live for the very first time with a high-speed internet connection and interacting with people and wearing the little headset, that was something miraculous at that time. So, you know, compared to the old ages of Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, and Nintendo GameCube, these were very revolutionary days for Xbox and for game engines, as it seems. But now, I think it caught off after Halo 3, Halo 4, and then there was another Halo. Halo 5 was kind of another iteration, but it was not really that different than the previous iterations. The weapons were very similar. But I don't spend that much time playing the game. I can quickly assess whether it's worth my time and then move on to the next game. I really like Gamefly. It's really a great way to learn which games are good for you, which ones you can keep for a long time. So I usually get a subscription to Gamefly. And Gamefly, you can get, I think, 2 or 3 discs at one time. It's really fast. It ships out nearby station. So it's really cool. Hopefully there's going to be more innovations in this front. You know, more companies getting into the Gamefly business, and they'll make it exciting. But Gamefly is good enough for now, just like DVD.com and others. So hope you enjoyed this. This is Shyamal Chandra, Episode 3, Ping Pong and Just Cause 4 of Longtail News. Sayonara.